Living entity must inquire about his spiritual identity. This is real human intelligence. It is said the body was simply conscious of the body is no better than an animal, even though he is in human form. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says, Sahak Savasacham, Hari Samakasso, Kasmit, Gana, Hovan, Cha, asked in everyone's heart from you come remembrance and all from forgetfulness. In the animal form, the living entities include forgetfulness in relation to God. This is called a Hovan or forgetfulness. In the human form of life, however, consciousness is more greatly developed and constantly in human beings. Understanding his relationship with God. In the human form, one utilizes intelligence by asking all these questions, such as Paramsham, the entities asking the unknown girl where she has come from, what her business is, why she is present, etc. These are inquiries about Atmatattva, self-realization. The conclusion is that unless a living entity is inquisitive about self-realization, he's nothing but an animal. Text 27. My dear lotus eye, who are these 11 strong bodyguards with you, and who are those 10 specific servants? Who are those women following the 10 servants? And who is the snake that is preceding you? Wherefore, the 10 strong servants of the mind are the 5 working senses, 5 knowledge gathering senses. All these 10 senses work under the edges of the mind. The mind and the 10 senses combined, we have 11 strong bodyguards. The hundreds of women under the jurisdiction of the senses are addressed here as Lavana. The mind works under the intelligence, and under the mind are the 10 senses, and under the 10 senses are innumerable desires to be fulfilled. All these, however, depend on the vital life force, which is here represented by the snake. As long as the vital life force is there, the mind works, and under the mind, the senses work, and the senses give rise to so many material desires. Actually, the living entity known as Paramsham is embarrassed by so much paraphernalia. All this paraphernalia simply constitutes different sources of anxiety. But one who is surrendered under the Supreme Personality of Godhead and who leaves all business to him is freed from such anxieties. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj advises a person who is taken to the materialistic way of life, which is never permanent but always temporary, to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of God and leave aside all the so-called responsibilities in order to get free from all anxieties. My dear beautiful girl, you are exactly like the goddess of fortune or the wife of Lord Shiva, the goddess of learning, the wife of Lord Brahma. Although you must be one of them, I see that you are loitering in this forest. Indeed, you are silent as the great sages. Is it that you are searching after your own husband? Whoever your husband may be, simply by understanding that you are so faithful to him, he will come to possess all opulences. I think you must be the goddess of fortune, but I do not see the lotus flower in your hand. Therefore, I'm asking you where you have thrown the lotus. Purport, everyone thinks that his intelligence is perfect. Sometimes one employs his intelligence in the worship of Uma, the wife of Lord Shiva, in order to obtain a beautiful wife. Sometimes when they want to become so learned, as learned as Lord Brahma, he employs his intelligence in the worship of the goddess of learning, Saraswati. Sometimes when one wishes to become as opulent as Lord Vishnu, he worships the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. In this verse, all these inquiries are made by King Paramsham, a living entity who is bewildered and does not know how to employ his intelligence. Intelligence should be employed in the service of the Supreme Personality of God. As soon as one uses intelligence in that way, the goddess of fortune automatically becomes favorable to him. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, never remains without her husband, Lord Vishnu. Consequently, when one worships Lord Vishnu, automatically obtains the favor of the goddess of fortune. One should not, like Ravana, worship the goddess of fortune alone, for she cannot remain long without her husband. Thus, her other name is Chanchala, or Restless. In this verse, it is clear that Paramsham is representing our intelligence while he is talking with the girl. He not only appreciated the shyness of the girl, but actually became more and more attracted by that shyness. He was actually thinking of becoming her husband and constantly was asking her whether she was thinking of her prospective husband or whether she was married. This is an example of Bhoga Icha, the desire for enjoyment. One who is attracted by such desires becomes conditioned in this material world, and one who is not so attracted attains liberation. King Paramsham was appreciating the beauty of the girl as if she was the goddess of fortune, but at the same time was careful to understand that the goddess of fortune cannot be enjoyed by anyone except Lord Vishnu. Since he doubted whether the girl was a goddess of forest, he inquired about the lotus flower she was not holding. The material was also the goddess of fortune because the material energy works under the direction of Vishnu, as stated in Bhagavad Gita. The material world cannot be enjoyed by any living entity. If one so desires to enjoy it, he immediately becomes a demon like Ravana, Pranikasipu, or Kamsa. Because Ravana wanted to enjoy the goddess of fortune, Sita Devi, he was vanquished with all of his family, wealth, and opulence. One can, however, enjoy that Maya bestowed upon the living entity by Lord Vishnu. The satisfaction of one's senses and desires means enjoying Maya, not the goddess of fortune. My dear Lotus, I can't explain to me where you were coming from, who you are, and whose daughter you are. You appear very chaste. What is the purpose of your coming here? What are you trying to do? Please explain all these things to me. My dear Lotus, side, who are these 11 strong bodyguards with you, and who are the 10 specific servants? Who are those women following the 10 servants, and who is the snake that's preceding you? My dear beautiful girl, you're exactly like the lotus, the goddess of fortune, or the wife of Lord Shiva, the goddess of luring, the wife of Lord Brahma. Although you must be one of them, I see that you are loitering in this forest. Indeed, you must are as silent as the great sages. Is it that you are searching after your own husband? Whoever your husband may be, simply by understanding that you are so faithful to him, he'll become possessed of all opulences. I think you must be the goddess of fortune, but I do not see the lotus flower in your hand. Therefore, I'm asking you where you have thrown the lotus. So, this is a further, just an introduction to the intelligence which Puranjana accepts. Jiva accepts intelligence in order to enjoy in the material world. Of course, intelligence has the other function, that is to progress in spiritual life. But for most people, intelligence is used for material enjoyment. And that, of course, is the aim of Puranjana. So therefore he asks questions concerning this intelligence with the aim of enjoying her, marrying her and enjoying her. As we see later, she becomes the wife of Puranjana, and she stays with him in order that he can enjoy nicely the material world. So all of these questions are simply there to indicate his attraction to her. He asks her origin, whose daughter, who's her parents, where you come from, why are you here, what are you trying to do, etc. And along with the woman, there are the 11 bodyguards, which means the 10 senses and the mind. So along with the body and the jiva, we have the intelligence, we also have the mind and the 10 senses. So all of these are combined together to give enjoyment to the jiva, the material world. So a body without the senses, without the intelligence, and without the mind, and without the prana, which is the snake, cannot really enjoy. So all of these things are necessary. So as Prabhupada has explained, the intelligence is useful for directing the senses. The senses contact sense objects. And by the contact of senses with sense objects, then we get some sort of enjoyment. But even the senses cannot work properly unless the prana is operating properly. If the prana does not operate properly, then the person may die, and he can no longer use those senses properly. So the prana also is necessary in the material body for maintaining the senses so they can work in the proper way, and one can have enjoyment. So therefore, all of these things are described. First, Puranjana gets his body, which is the city, and he thinks it's very nice, but he cannot enjoy unless he has all these other factors. So he needs the woman, who is the intelligence. He needs all of the bodyguards in terms of mind and 10 senses. And he needs the prana. And it's also described here that there are many women following along as servants. So these indicate the many desires that a person will have so that he can enjoy in the material world. And so all of these combine together for the enjoyment of Paramjana. So they all go together. So we have intelligence and the bodyguards and the servants, etc. So they're all cooperating together for the enjoyment of the jiva. So they all appear at one time. Paramjana is there, and suddenly this woman appears with the bodyguards and the snake and the maidservants. With these personalities, or in other words, these different factors, one can begin enjoying in the material world. So Paramjana needs these things in order to enjoy it. So he must accept all of this. So in accepting the intelligence, he accepts everything else as well. He accepts the pranas and the bodyguards that go along with the intelligence. In this way, he becomes fully equipped for gratifying his senses in the material world. This, of course, is maya. This is illusion. It is enjoyment, certainly, that jiva gets some sort of experience, but ultimately we know that this is not the real experience of the jiva. It is an experience due to ahankara, because one identifies with the material body, then we get some sense of enjoyment. We take away the ahankara, then the jiva understands, oh, this has got nothing to do with real enjoyment. It's only the body and the senses interacting with sense objects. So the jiva derives no pleasure from that. But as long as maya is operating, the jiva thinks he is a material body. He identifies with all of these things, and he thinks he is enjoying in the material world. So the whole purpose of this story is to finally have King Prachinabarhi understand that he's not the body, to give up his false identity of maya, and operate independently. In other words, Paramjana should be separated from this city and not seek enjoyment in the city. So that is Narada Muni's purpose in reciting this story to King Paramjana, simply to get this atma-gyan or atma-tattva, understanding that enjoyment of the jiva is not from this material body.
Basically, it looks like it lies found in this little group, as it can pull away the jiva from giving an effect of the law.
Yeah, well, it is stronger as long as one is influenced by ignorance and the lower modes of nature. If one comes to sattva-guna, which is also maya, then that attraction begins to decrease. Because sattva-guna has as its nature this desire for knowledge, that is, knowledge of atma. So in the lower gunas, definitely one is pushed around by material desires in the material world, almost uncontrollably. But as one progresses up to the gunas, the Lord has made an arrangement that if sattva-guna becomes prominent, then one becomes detached from the material world. This is also a function of gunas, material world. One can have detachment in the material world through sattva-guna. So the Lord does not condemn the jiva in the material world, but provides an opportunity for him to become detached by reaching sattva-guna. So all jivas are a mixture of gunas, but generally the lower gunas are predominant. So the whole goal of karma yoga is to make sattva-guna predominant. And then the jiva becomes detached from material energy and begins to understand spiritual life. So that's the first step for the jiva. So the Lord has arranged property in such a way that even there is some hope that the jiva can become detached and get out of maya.
ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਸ਼੍ਰੀਮਦ ਭਾਗਵਤਮ ਕੀ ਜੋਨ ਬਾਮਾ ਲਾਲ ਕੀ ਗੋਇੰਦ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਕੋਲ ਮਤਲਬ ਕੋ ਬਾਮ ਆਈ ਹੋਪ
இருப்பீங்களா? சொல்லுங்க.